Knowledge gone wild. In the contest between human imagination and scientific progress, science appears to be leading the way. It's not far-fetched to think that soon our boldest dreams won't match the rapid pace of scientific advancements. How so? Well, in this century, we're on track to merge humans and machines, a revolutionary concept. Fields like astrophysics and computer science are booming, but the real key to understanding our changing world is recognizing that biology is now an information science. A scientist in a medical lab first discovered DNA and published this finding in a medical journal in 1944. However, the significance of this discovery was not fully appreciated for 8 years. Similarly, Mendel's genetic research remained unnoticed for 35 years. The day DNA was discovered marked the beginning of biology as an information science. The genome, often likened to a book or blueprint by biologists, is much more intricate than these metaphors suggest. Picture it as a vast website with 3 billion units composed of just 4 letters. Embedded within this genetic code are sequences that instruct cells to produce specific proteins. Crucially, there exists a master code that dictates whether a cell becomes a red blood cell or a nerve cell. Despite each cell containing the entire human genome, only certain genes are active in specific cells at particular times, ensuring that genetic instructions are expressed only where needed, such as in red blood cells, and not in other tissues like marrow or nerves. Decode the human genome. The human genome was initially thought to have around 100,000 genes, but it turns out there are only about 30,000. Interestingly, a large portion of our DNA was once dismissed as junk because it didn't appear to serve any purpose. However, researchers now suspect that this so-called junk DNA might have important functions. Genes are just the beginning when it comes to understanding DNA's complexity. Genes play a role in producing proteins, but proteins outnumber genes by far. What's fascinating is that the same protein can serve different purposes in various cells. Even small changes in proteins can lead to significant effects. Exploring proteins themselves has given rise to a new field of study called proteomics, opening new doors in biological science. The emergence of information science. Biology has evolved into an information science due to the immense complexity encoded within DNA, 3 billion units of information that exceed human comprehension. This shift requires reliance on computers to manage vast data sets. In gene sequencing, mathematicians are pivotal for assembling DNA fragments accurately. Biology now integrates knowledge from diverse fields beyond the lab. Looking ahead, this progression may lead to understanding the genetic basis of aging for life extension and has broader implications for our future. Gene therapy. Imagine using medicine to fix genetic problems in our bodies. This could be a game changer in treating certain diseases, even though it might be expensive. Regenerating body parts. Scientists are exploring ways to grow replacement body parts using our own cells. They're using special cells called stem cells for this exciting possibility. Controlling movement. When you move voluntarily, it's because you decided to. Scientists studying artificial limbs have identified areas in the brain that control these movements. They're wondering if we can control these brain signals, could we also read people's thoughts like eavesdropping on the brain? Hope for cancer. In cancer research, there's new hope. Researchers believe we might be getting close to defeating this deadly disease, which has taken countless lives. Feel like a robot? In the 22nd century, the trend of incorporating robots into our lives will take a new turn as robots become integrated into our bodies. While many envision a future where robots do all the work, leaving humans with a carefree existence, this scenario is unlikely. Instead, as robot technology progresses, we are increasingly becoming a fusion of organic and inorganic components, blurring the lines between human and machine. This means that you and future generations will likely embody a mix of human biology and robotic technology. We're witnessing a rise in internal devices designed to enhance bodily functions. These systems involve directly linking electronics with our nervous system. One prime example is the cochlear implant. Thousands have ditched their traditional hearing aids for these implants, which are placed inside the inner ear with a direct connection to the auditory nerves. This technology significantly improves hearing compared to using regular hearing aids. Advancements in artificial retina and neural control interfaces. Ongoing research focuses on creating artificial retinas, which have been tested in patients temporarily. Additionally, There are developments where paraplegics receive implants allowing them to control a computer mouse directly with their minds using electrodes. However, humans are not limited to existing technologies. They continually integrate newer devices into their bodies. As this technology progresses, exciting possibilities emerge. 1. A wireless internet connection is directly in your brain. 2. I am adding infrared or telescopic vision. 3. We are increasing the use of replaceable body parts. Should we stop abruptly? As we evolve, it's crucial to shift our focus from can we do it? To should we do it? This change in perspective carries significant social implications. In our rush towards the future, anyone cautious about technology is often dismissed as a Luddite, an irrational opponent of progress. Yet, even renowned scientists like Oppenheimer and Einstein warned about the dangers of unchecked nuclear technology. It's essential to realize that advocating for a measured approach isn't simply saying no. Maybe it's time to slow down and think things through. To achieve this, the discussion needs to move beyond simplistic pro versus anti-technology arguments. Computers are difficult to use due to their complexity. The widespread belief in the transformative potential of ubiquitous computers, that they will create smart environments attuned to human needs, is juxtaposed with the reality that increasing complexity often leads to user difficulty and disconnection. While computer and wireless technologies hold immense promise, the current approach overlooks the critical need for human-centered design in our information systems. To truly harness the power of technology, we must prioritize user-friendliness and align our systems more closely with human understanding and needs. To truly optimize our computers, we need to elevate their capabilities to higher levels. They should effortlessly comprehend our commands and swiftly provide us with the desired information. It's crucial to feel confident in delegating tasks to our computers without concern for misinterpretation. The key lies in enhancing operating systems for greater effectiveness. Common flaws in today's software systems. Some current issues include 1. Integration problems. Software systems often don't work well together because their creators didn't plan for compatibility. This leads to delays and system crashes. 2. Human subordination to machines. Humans have been turned into servants of machines. Think about those tedious voicemail menus you endure. The flaw of humans becoming mere appendages to machines is evident. Author Michael Idertouzos criticizes this reduction of noble humans to provide basic instructions for a cheap computer. He argues that our acceptance of this mistreatment is unacceptable. 3. Manual information overload. You're faced with an overwhelming amount of search results, 3,000 hits, but can't find what you're looking for. It feels like manually digging through a mountain of data, hoping to uncover that one important piece of information. 4. Artificial intelligence that fails. Some systems seem smart until something changes, and then they become more of a hindrance than a help. For instance, trying to format a document in Microsoft Word can be needlessly complicated. 5. Feature overload. Our computers are loaded with programs we'll never use, making it hard to find the ones we need. This clutter can be frustrating and counterproductive. Technology holds immense potential to enhance our lives, but we must make it more user-friendly. Rather than just upgrading our current systems bit by bit, it's time to create entirely new operating systems. Why are computers so challenging to use? It's because computer science is a relatively young field, focusing more on innovation than on making technology accessible to everyone. Now, we're at a crucial point where we need to shift our focus toward making technology work better for people. Predict future events accurately. The unpredictability of the future stems from our tendency to expect linear progression, whereas technological advancement is actually accelerating exponentially. Moore's Law, which predicts a doubling of computing power every 18 months, exemplifies this rapid pace of change. Moreover, the rate of paradigm shifts is accelerating, with the time for technology to necessitate a new paradigm having every decade. This means that the technological progress witnessed in the 21st century could surpass that of the entire 20th century by nearly 1,000 times. For instance, IBM's upcoming Blue Gene supercomputer, set for completion in 2005, will achieve over 1 million billion calculations per second, equivalent to 1 billion megaflops, a testament to the remarkable acceleration of technological capabilities shaping our future. Transform education through technology in schools. A promising solution for taking charge of our future could be the emergence of professional IT schools, a movement gaining traction across academic institutions nationwide. Until the year 2000, there were only a handful of colleges focused on computing and information technology. George Mason University, founded in 1985, and Carnegie Mellon University, established in 1988, were pioneers in this new approach to education. Professional societies worldwide aim to promote the growth of information technology, IT, as a recognized profession. This would give IT a clear identity, defined areas of expertise, and standardized practices. As IT professionals become more established, they'll improve their ability to understand and address client needs. The rise of IT as a profession marks a significant development in response to advancing technology. Key points. 1. Biology is evolving into an information science, understanding DNA as a complex code shaping our bodies. 2. The human genome is a vast network of information, with previously dismissed junk DNA potentially serving important roles. 3. Technology integration in biology offers solutions like gene therapy and regenerative medicine. 4. Our bodies may merge with machines, advancing capabilities such as artificial retinas and neural interfaces. 5. Technology should prioritize user-friendliness to address integration and information overload issues. 6. Future progress is exponential, surpassing past achievements due to accelerating paradigm shifts and Moore's Law. 7. Education adapts to IT schools, preparing professionals to leverage advancing technologies.